This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 113. The rhythm game's gonna get you. Woof!
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast, people.
Hey everybody, we're back.
Yes, and finally very well rested, sort of.
Well,
kind of.
Some
of us.
Of us.
Not all of us.
Yeah.
Most of us.
Yeah.
Well, there's only two of us.
Once again.
Yeah. Syphilis is a bad, bad disease.
Oh, no. I think it's Parkinson's now.
Is it Parkinson's?
Yeah. Mm. She was kind of twitchy the last time I saw her. Like, you know, kind of Michael J. Fox.
Wasn't that just the
twitchy.
ADD?
Well, that's what I thought, but, you know.
But now you're thinking it's something else. You're thinking it runs deeper than just...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't really speak about that. All I know is... Bitch ain't here! So, it's just, once
bitch
again...
Bitch ain't here, bitch ain't here, bitch ain't here, bitch ain't here.
Is she over there, is she over there? Where is that bitch?
Is she in her underwear?
I hope so. She's in her underwear. Better be
like
in
someone
underwear.
I know.
You know what? We're just gonna keep moving. Because you can't fucking keep it to yourself, can you?
No, and I can't wait till I can actually expose it on the show.
You know
I'm
what?
Gonna.
You know what? And when you do... I will fly to wherever the fuck you are and beat the living shit out of you.
But somewhere out there, beneath
I'm gonna kick your ass. Anyway.
I still can't believe that I didn't realize that they were Jewish mice. I don't. I'm
are
so
you,
surprised.
Really?
No. Believe it or not, it was really funny. It came on, like, Stars for free, and I was like, I haven't watched this in forever. And I'm watching, and I'm like, wait, they're Jewish?
Fievel Mouskovitz, and you didn't pick up on the fact that that was, a Jewish mouse.
No, to be honest, I thought they were Russian.
Fievel Mouskovitz.
I know.
Mouskovitz. I didn't realize. Mouskovitz.
I know, I'm just saying, I didn't realize, and I'm like, they're Jews. I'm like, they're Jews coming to America. I'm like,
duh!
And cats are Germans.
Duh! Oh my god. I am almost ashamed to be related to you. Let's get into the regular business because I cannot believe that
what?
You're as old as
it
you are.
Happens.
And that didn't hit Fievel. Fievel! Forget the last fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. All right.
What?
I gotta let this
It
go.
Happens.
Yeah. Wow. There's one in every family, but shit, I didn't know it was you. Okay. Regular business. We'll discuss this after the show.
Yeah.
You gotta keep hitting us up on the website, people, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that we have up on the site. You can listen to us. Or actually, you know what? Fuck that. You can hit us up on the hit us up link if you have any direct questions you want to talk to, you know, direct to me or Ninja or, you know, any of the other writers on our staff, if they're around. If you're not listening to us through iTunes, there's a live feed on our site. You can put us into any RSS reader. We are also on the All Games Network.
Yes, our show airs on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9 p.m.-ish Eastern.
Yeah, sometimes it's 9, sometimes it's 9:30.
Yeah, 6 p.m.-ish Pacific time. But you can catch the show in its entirety, airing on the All Games Radio Network. You can also listen to some of the other amazing shows on the network, like Super Happy Fun Time Toe, Ultimate Quest, the Bobby
Flappers. Just say Toe.
No.
Did you say Super Happy Fun Time Toe?
No. Although Super Happy Fun Time Toe is probably a good game, but
That's a totally different game.
Yes, but I said Super Happy Fun Time Show.
With Crop and Hendrix.
Yes, as well as Fantastic Forum, All Games Interactive, as soon as they get back up and running with their changes going on. What I'm trying to say is...
Changes.
This is probably going to be a musical podcast.
Turn and face a stranger.
Okay, change. Okay. All right, you are not David Sorry. Bowie.
I wasn't going David for David Bowie. I was trying to sing the version from Shrek.
Oh, well, that you chick. Shouldn't. You should just stick with the David Bowie version, because David Bowie is too hot. Okay, anyway, catch our show on the All Games Radio Network, as well as some of the other amazing program that's on there. Flop around in the forums. Sometimes we're there, sometimes we're not.
You can also I'm in catch the chat us. All the fucking time.
I try to hit the chat at least a couple of times a week. We are working on some things so that we can have chat on our site so that you don't have to sit on the All Games site to chat with us. Panda's gotten to see a beta version of what we want to do, and
I like tell it. You,
it's fucking cool. So as soon as it launches...
I'm fucking cool. It's fucking cool.
You'd be fucking cool for using it. There.
You'd be the... Tay fucking cool.
To fucking cool.
To fucking cool.
Yeah. So we're working on some stuff as well as some additional things, and right now it's all a little hush-hush, but when it goes live, you'll know about it. You won't be able to miss it. We're going global, motherfucker! All right, anyway. That's all of the business stuff that I have.
Be the best!
That's all of the business stuff that I have for right now. The only thing that I want to add is that the website's a little bit out of date. I know the banner still says that we're going to PAX, and it's just because I'm too lazy and I haven't changed it to saying we's going to E for All.
Don't lazy ninjas get ganked?
Lazy ninjas do not get ganked, because if you get to the point where you can be a lazy ninja, it means that you've taken out all real opposition and you don't have to be, like, on point. Because all those other bitches out there, they don't hold a candle.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I've slayed every bad motherfucker on the planet. Done.
Okay.
Except for Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson is the only one that I haven't killed, but that's because he's just such a bad motherfucker. I don't want to touch Sam. Samuel L. Jackson.
All the fucking ninjas in this motherfucking world.
Exactly. People don't know that he's a ninja, but I just outed him. Samuel Jackson is a ninja.
He's a ninja who's so badass he can be seen.
Yeah. I mean, he's just like, what? I told you! I will kill you!
Well, he did do Afro Samurai.
Yeah, but, you know, that was just voice acting.
But still.
He was also the voice of Ninja Ninja, so...
Shut up.
Yeah, in Afro Samurai, he was the voice of Ninja Ninja. As well as Afro. So, both sides of the coin. You know why? Because he's badass. Anyway, I'm getting off track here.
What else is new? Oh.
You know what? I'm not the only one that has a hard time staying on, you know... their lane, so...
I know.
Yeah, well, I'm just making sure that you know, because...
I know!
Alright, cool. So, we'll be at E for All. We'll be running around with the All Games fam, and some other folks.
And by we, she means her.
Dude, it's not my fault.
Yeah, sorry. Education.
Yeah, you've been using that now for, you know, a while.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's something to be said for dropping out of an Ivy League school. But stay in school, because school's important.
But, wait, I thought you got kicked out.
No, I dropped out. There's a difference.
Before they kicked you.
So? I left on my terms, damn it.
Sure you did.
I did.
Like, all right, I know they're coming for me on the 5th, so I'll leave on the 3rd.
Fuck you. It was more than 2 months before the end of the semester. Anyway, now we're splitting airs, and that's another podcast. I am once again going to steal the mic of 1,000 truths. First, to
You're not stealing it. I Dilly Gaff.
Dude, you only knew dilly. About Dilly Gaff after I told you.
So dilly Gaff.
Don't try to rock it like it's yours.
Dilly Gaff. Dilly. Dilly Gaff. Oh.
Are you done?
Dilly Gaff.
Do you feel dilly better?
Dilly Gaff. All right, I'm done.
Have you got it out of your system? Because, you know, we do have work to do.
Oh, Fine. Ow. Ankle karma. Yes, I'm done.
Okay, good girl. All right, so with all of that said, I'm going to jump into talking about rhythm games. I know that we've talked about them before, and I'm sure that you probably have seen the Guitar Hero promos, the trailers online, as well as the Rock Band 2 commercial, and heard about Rock Revolution. There's a lot of music rhythm games getting ready to descend upon everybody, and I just kind of wanted to take a little bit of time and tell you guys what I'm looking forward to, what I notice about some of these games, what I think is an advantage or a disadvantage for something, and then ultimately what you should spend your money on, because that's what I'm going to spend my money on, and you want to be like me because I'm fucking cool.
The rhythm is gonna get you.
Okay, that's not in any of the songs.
The rhythm games are gonna get you to spend your money.
Anyway, so to top it off, the first thing I want to talk about is a game that I went back to play a little bit. One, I'm away from my Xbox 360 right now, which if you follow my Twitter, you know is very painful for me. It's like...
She has withdrawal.
It's like losing... Well, I don't want to say losing an ovary, because that's a little bit over-exaggerating, but it's like...
Is it like a testicle?
No... Is it, like a
is it like losing one of the scoops of your ice cream on a hot day because you licked it too hard?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's like getting a freaking 5-scoop ice cream cone and going to lick it and somebody turning around and bumping into you and you dropping all of your ice cream and you look up and there's a sign that says, "We do not replace dropped ice cream."
Oh.
It's like that. It's like that. You're just like, Yeah.
So wait, you only lose one scoop, right? So you still have four?
No, but I lost all five because I have no Xboxes. I have no Xboxes live.
Oh, you poor thing. I do.
Yeah, you could suck it.
And I do.
And then you wonder why people think
I don't suck my
you're...
Xbox. That's like pretty
Dude,
huge.
And you wonder why people think that you're kind of slutty. I'm just saying.
But I'm not. I just say slutty things.
That's why I say you have slut-tastic tendencies.
I have slut tendencies, but I don't actually do any of it.
Slut-tastic tendencies.
I'm slut-tastic! Oh, okay. Wow. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. It is, because you said that really convincing. But the game that I went back to play was Elite Beat Agents on the DS.
Mostly I have no right idea now, what the fuck that is.
Okay, so mostly all I have available to me right now is what I can play on my laptop and my DS because I have a friend of mine that's borrowing my PSP because I'm that fucking cool, I told you. So I kind of stockpiled all the DS games that I had into my carrying case and was playing them yesterday and today and went round robin about a bunch of them, but kept coming back to Elite Beat Agents. So, Elite Beat Agents is a game that takes advantage, obviously, of the dual screen on the DS. You do all of your action down at the bottom, and basically you kind of want to think of it as like a Tap-Tap Revolution, if you've ever played that on an iPhone.
On your iPhone.
Or on your iPod Touch.
Oh.
Basically.
Well, it sounds better on the iPhone.
Yeah, it does. Actually, and it plays a little bit better. But basically what the game is it is a hit-on-the-beat type of game. So what happens is you get number indicators on the screen for your first level that tell you what order you need to hit dots in. These dots appear on the screen, and you have to tap them in time with the music. And what happens is a little radar circle starts out very large and starts getting smaller as it zooms in on the precise moment that you actually want to tap that area on the screen. And it moves around the screen, and there are things that you have to tap. Then there are other ones where you have to do a gesture and follow the motion. So it's kind of like a hamster in a tube situation, but instead it's a ball, and you basically tap the first piece and follow the ball around the path in time with the music in order to keep your score up and high enough to complete the song.
That's cool.
There are some popular songs in it. The elite beat agents, their deal is that there are three agents in nice black suits helping people.
Is that like near the Daikon Brothers?
Kind of more like Men in Black, but to the music.
Men in Black plus the Blues Brothers?
Yeah. Yeah, that I would say that that's pretty accurate. But all the stories are very weird. Some of them get a little risque at times. But it's just a neat, fun little game. And at times can get very challenging with getting the sequencing right. So it's very much in step with Tap Tap, in that you have to tap on the screen in time with the music in order to get points, in order to not fail out of the song and win the game. And I really had a lot of fun with it, and it really made me kind of wish that I had bought the Guitar Hero game for the DS, but I couldn't quite bring myself to, you know, use that controller as much as I, you know, see the faceplates for it and things like that. But it got me really ready to talk about rhythm-based games, so.
Wait, it was an actual guitar controller for the DS?
Well, it's not a guitar controller for the DS, but it's basically an interlocking controller that has the fret buttons where your fingers are. So if you were to hold the DS in the palm of your hand, the controller actually fits your hand and is the size of your palm and interlocks onto the DS. So you basically use the stylus and strum the DS screen while holding the frets in order to hit the notes that come traveling down the highway.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I was like, what? I'm like, that'd be kind of weird to, you know, connect a giant, you know, guitar.
Well, and some of the dev videos, they talked about it. They tried to figure out a way to do a guitar thing. They tried to, you know, where they would embed the DS into the body of the guitar so you could see everything traveling towards you and things like that. But the whole thing about the DS is that it fits in your pocket. And there's no way to do a guitar peripheral that fits in your pocket. So then they tried different versions of how to do adapters and turn the DS into the little guitar itself and, you know, little pieces you would hook up. And finally they came up with just this palm thing that, you know, seems to work out really well. So I may end up getting it at some point, but just right now it doesn't fit. But Elite Beat Agents, you know, is just troublesome enough, just frustrating enough that when you play it, you want to keep playing it. Even if you fail out and hear it, until you get it right. Because as you play along, it breaks the song down into three sections. And then depending upon how good you do in a section, it then becomes kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure. So as you go along, if you do well in one section but bomb another, it changes the arc of that particular story for the character that you're trying to help at the time. So unless you do like 90% across the board, you won't ever see the truly good scenario run through, and I like that.
But it's kind of like Mad Maestro in that sense, because like the better you do conducting, the like better the scenery or like the expansion of whatever's going on in the background.
Exactly.
That's cool. I liked that about Mad Maestro.
Mm-hmm. And so it's very similar like that, and I really enjoyed it. So after I did that, it really kind of got me thinking about the rhythm-based games that are getting ready to drop that I'm not going to be playing for the most part until November. And
that's all right, I will.
Yeah, blah, 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 suck it, bitch. So my list kind of starts with a game that has been confirmed, and I trust the people over at Kotaku.com, so I'm going to go with them on this. But DJ Hero is going to happen.
Shut up.
Yep.
Really?
Shit you not.
Like, really, really.
Really, really.
Like, really, really?
Really, really.
Really, really, really?
Really, really, really. Activision bought a company to work specifically just on it. They've been working on it for a couple years now. They've got a peripheral that has, it looks very much like a digital DJ turntable setup. The scratch area has grooves that you can put your fingers in. Then there are three buttons above it so you can do your sequencing. And most of the songs that are going to be in the game are going to be mashups that you're going to be scratching over the mashups. And basically your job is going to be to keep the groove level high. So you've got to, you know, mix and scratch and sample in the right places in order to keep the crowd hyped.
Holy fuck.
Yep. DJ Hero. It's not just like a dream. I don't
DJ
know.
DJ Hero, it's not a fantasy. It's real.
Be a DJ. A DJ Hero. Which makes me really wonder. Okay, so when are we going to get Harpsichord Hero? That's what I want to know now.
Accordion Hero.
Pan Flute Hero. Come on, dude. Seriously.
Triangle Hero.
Dude, I will fucking smoke everybody on Triangle Hero. You don't even know. Like
Cowbell Hero.
Dude!
I need more cowbell.
Oh my god. If I wasn't stuffed up with the sinus stuff right now, I would totally do my Christopher Walken impersonation. But I am, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
But enough about the things coming down the pike. I really wanted to focus more on talking about Guitar Hero World Tour and Rock Band, because there's a lot of people right now that really aren't sure which camp they're going to fall into. Both games offer a lot of great content. Both games offer some new gameplay elements. The fact that you can now set up in Rock Band the Never Fail out option so that you can have a party option and maybe, oh, I don't know, involve your mom and not have to worry about her sucking the band down.
Yeah, and mom.
And not being able to complete the song. That's great because you really truly now can have anybody at any level jump in and play and have fun and watch people progress. And that's one of the things that I enjoy the most when playing.
Hey, Billy, we know you suck, but you can play with us now.
Come on, Mom. I know you can't drum to the beat for shit, but let's have a drink and play Rock Band. But, you know, you throw all the jokes aside, but it then turns the game into truly a anybody-can-play game. It can become now a party game. Truly.
Is it a party in my pants?
It can be.
Awesome.
I don't want to know about it.
Okay.
I don't want to see it on YouTube.
It won't be on YouTube.
I don't want to see it on your Facebook, and I don't want to see it on MySpace.
Fine.
Yeah. So as long as that happens, it can be a party wherever the hell you want it to be.
But, woo!
Oh, Lord.
I'm all about the party.
Yeah, Lord knows.
That's
know
not
how,
true.
We know how Panda likes to party. It pretty much goes like this. Oh, my God, I'm drunk! What do you want to know about my sex life? Oh, I'm tired.
I don't snore.
Oh, yes, you do. And that's
no,
all within 45
don't.
Minutes.
I used to.
Anyway, moving on.
Bitch.
Oh, somebody doesn't like the truth.
I only snore when I'm drunk. Otherwise,
what
I'm
am I talking
quiet.
About when you're drunk? Hence, you snore.
You know Pandalicious is drunk when...
If you hear that sound coming from the other room, that means there's a drunk panda.
Keep so going, Ninja.
I spent some time actually taking a look at the finally, truly finalized list of songs that are going to ship on disc with Guitar Hero World Tour and with Rock Band 2. So my first question to you is
yeah, how about we rephrase that?
Look, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I probably should not have drank
get
all that
out that loud.
Negro.
That's totally in the same. Keep going, though. Rephrase
Look,
that.
All I have to say is Modelo Negro is very good beer, especially when it's free.
Fuck and yes, Modelo Negro.
And I'm very, you know, sorry that I had as much free beer as I did. And,
I'm all about free beer.
Dude. And it was Modelo Negro. It was Modelo Negro, dude.
Black
Free.
Model, right on. Oh. I'll drink that.
Anyway. So how familiar with the on-disc track listings for Guitar Hero World Tour and Rock Band 2 are you?
I was more familiar with Rock Band over Guitar Hero because I wasn't planning on getting Guitar Hero World Tour because it's pretty much Rock Band.
All right, so let me break it down to you. What's going to be shipping on disc with Guitar Hero World Tour, and then Rock Band 2, and then I actually really want to play these songs list, because I think that's kind of telling. The first thing I'll say is, as I tallied it all up, Rock Band 2, just for on disc content, one big But here's the list. So on Guitar Hero World Tour, and this is just in case you haven't been to like any of the websites that cover video games that already have listed it, or our website, Deuce is Wild. Yeah, you poached my story, but it's okay. List. First one that we got, Beautiful Disaster by 311, The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars, Too Much Too Young by Airborne, Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers Band, Good God by Anouk, Never Too Late by The Answer, One Armed Scissor by At The Drive-In, No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Beastie Boys, Up In Effect, you know it, Hail to the Freaks by The Beatsteaks, Rebel Yell by Billy Idol, I mean, come on, seriously, Stillborn, Black Label Society, Weapon of Choice, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Damn It by Blink-182, One Way or Another by Blondie, Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Living on a Prayer by Bob, bleh, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. See, this is why the spilka's in the nose. Yeah, it doesn't help me out. Yeah, I told you, I'm stuffed. So as, like, the post-nasal drip happens, it makes me get all verklempt.
Verklempt.
Which is why I have the soda.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Scream, Aim, Fire, Bullet for My Valentine, Shiver by Coldplay, Up Around the Bend by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Love, Removal Machine by The Cult, Feel the Pain by Dinosaur Jr., Love Me Two Times by The Doors, Pull Me Under, Dream Theater, Hotel California by The Eagles, Aggro by The Enemy, Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter, Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, Everlong by The Foo Fighters, American Woman by The Guess Who, You're Gonna Say Yeah by The Hush Puppies, Obstacle One by Interpol, Mountain Song by Jane's Addiction, Purple Haze, a live version by Jimi Hendrix, The Wind Cries Mary by Jimi Hendrix, The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, Satch Boogie by Joe Satriani, Vinternals 2 by Kent, Freak Unleashed by Korn, Our Truth by Lacuna Coil, Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz, What I've Done by Linkin Park, Prisoner of Society, The Living End, La Bamba by Los Lobos, Rooftops, A Liberation Broadcast by Lost Prophets, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, I will not play that song, La Vie La Vasquez by Mars Volta, Kick Out the Jams by MC5's Wayne Kramer, Trap Under Ice by Metallica, Beat It by Michael Jackson, Float On by Modest Mouse, Overkill by Motorhead, Assassin by Muse, Novole e Lunzola by Negromaro, About a Girl Unplugged by Nirvana, Spiderwebs by No Doubt, Sold Out by NoFX, Some Might Say by Oasis, Crazy Train by Ozzy the Man Osbourne, Mr. Crowley by Ozzy the Man Osbourne, Misery Business by Paramore, Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar, The One I Love by R.E.M., Escuela de Calor, Radio Futura, Re-Education Through Labor, Rise Against, Pretty Vacant by The Sex Pistols, Lazy Eye by Silver Sun Pickups, Today by Smashing Pumpkins, Steely Dan, Do It Again, The Joker by Steve Miller Band, Demolition Man Live by Sting, Love Spreads by The Stone Roses, Toy Boy by Stuck in the Sound, Sanitaria by Sublime, Bitchin', Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, BYOB by System of a Down, Stranglehold. Thank God, really? Yeah, seriously. Stranglehold by Ted Nugent. Then there's a battle duel guitar with Ted Nugent. Monsoon by Tokyo Hotel. Parabola by Tool. Schism by Tool. Vicarious by Tool. Antisocial by Trust. Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. On the Road Again by Willie Nelson. And Band on the Run by Wings.
Holy fuck.
So that's all the on-disc content for Guitar Hero World Tour. And out of that, there's about 30 songs that I really want to play, which is ridiculously like, oh my God. I was really kind of surprised to see the Michael Jackson song. I didn't really expect that. But Beat It makes a whole lot of sense to me to be in a band song.
Why?
Well, if you think about just the song itself, you've got a pretty difficult vocal line.
Right.
Because it's one of the songs where Michael really doesn't do a whole lot of singing. It's more angry yelling, but it's a constant stream of words.
Yeah.
So it's pretty difficult vocal. You have some great guitar things going on. I mean, that riff is cool. You're going to have frets going like crazy when you get to the medium, hard, and expert levels. So that's going to be very challenging. Overall, even though it sounds like a very simple song, it is a good medium to expert level song to keep everybody involved. And it's one of those songs that everyone thinks that they know the lyrics, but they really don't.
Yeah, good point.
So it's going to be a good party maker one, because you're going to have people, especially sitting there going, "You better, do what you can. Don't sit, macho man." I mean, it's going to be fun. I was really kind of surprised to see it, but then I rolled over and I put together the list of the rock band stuff. So I'm going to try to do the rock band stuff as fast as I can.
Okay.
See if the Spilkas holds out. And then I'll tell you the number of songs that I liked for Rock Band, too. So, obviously, if you've seen the commercials, Let There Be Rock by AC/DC, Girl Gone Grey by AFI, you ought to know Alanis Morissette, Man in the Box, Alice in Chains, Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers, Almost Easy, Avenged Sevenfold, Shooting Star, Bad Company, So What You Want, Beastie Boys, E-Pro, Beck, Rebel Girl, Bikini Kill, White Wedding, Part 1, Billy Idol, One Way or Another, Blondie, Tangled Up in Blue, Bob Dylan, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, Hello There, Cheap Trick, Uncontrollable Urge, Devo, Feel the Pain, Dinosaur Jr., Down with the Sickness, Disturbed, Panic yes. Attack, Dream Theater, Hungry Like the Wolf, Duran Duran, Pump It Up, Elvis Costello, Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac, Everlong, Foo Fighters, Shackler's yeah. Revenge, Guns N' Roses, PDA, Interpol, Mountain Song, Jane's Addiction, Aqualung, Jeff Rotol, The Middle, Jimmy Eat World, Bad Reputation, Joan Jett, Any Way You Want It, Journey, Painkiller, Judas Priest, Carry On My Wayward Son. Actually, it's just Carry On Wayward Son, but anyway. Kansas, Pretend We're Dead, L7. So you know that song? When we pretend that we're dead. Yeah, that one. Our Truth, Lacuna Coil, One Step Closer, Linkin Park. My Own Worst Enemy, Lit, Deluxe, Lush, Colony of Birchmen, Mastodon, Peace Sells, Megadeth, Battery, Metallica, Where'd You Go, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Float On, Modest Mouse, Ace of Spades, Motorhead, Drain You, Nirvana, Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum, Freaking Spirit in the Sky, people, 9 in the Afternoon, Panic at the Disco, That's What You Get, Paramore, Alive, Pearl Jam, Lump, Presidents of the USA, Testify, Rage Against the Machine, Round and Round, Rat, Give yes. It Away, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It All, Rise Against the Trees, Rush, Lazy Eye, Silver Spun Pickups, Today, Smashing Pumpkins, I Was Wrong, Social Distortion, Teenage Riot, Sonic Youth, Spoonman, Soundgarden, Cool for Cats, Squeeze, Bad Hitzvata, Steely Dan, Rockin' Me, Steve Miller Band, Eye of the Tiger, Survivor, Chop Suey, System of a Down, Psycho Killer by Talking Heads, Master Exploder, Tenacious D.
Yes!
Souls of Black Testament, New Kid in School, The Donnas, We Got the Beat, The Go-Go's, Alabama Getaway, The Grateful Dead, American Woman, The Guess Who, Kids in America, The Muffs, Come Out and Play, Keep Them Separated, The Offspring, Alex Chilton, The Replacements, Pinball Wizard, The Who, Visions, Abnormality, Get Clean, Anarchy Club, Night Lies, Bang Camaro, Shoulder the Plow, Breaking Wheel, Neighborhood, The Liberians, Jagged Gorgeous Winter, The Main Drag, Conventional Lover, Spec, Supreme Girl, The Stearns, Rob the Prez, Odent by That Handsome Devil. Rob. Okay, so.
Wow.
Out of that amazing list. And keep in mind, people, this is just on-disc content we're talking about here. Not DLC, not what you can import from the previous games or not, depending upon the game title we're talking about. This is on disc content. And out of that list, I had 48 songs that I was like, oh, hell fucking yeah, I want to play these songs. I can't wait to play these songs. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But I noticed that a lot of the, some of the songs that were on Guitar Hero are on Rock Band.
Very true. Some of the same songs from both games are appearing on one game, I should say, appear on the other game. Or at least some of the same bands have songs that appear on both games. So, for instance, you've got, like, Steely Dan has one song on Guitar Hero and one song on Rock Band.
And there are two different Paramore songs.
Two different Paramore songs. And there's also two different System of a Down songs. You know, so that is happening across both games. Then you throw into the mixture Rock Revolution, which is Konami's music-playing game, which hasn't really been getting a whole lot of press. I haven't been able to be hands-on with it, but its list is not as long as far as right now goes on its disc-included content. But a lot of the songs that are on this list have either already appeared in a Guitar Hero or Rock Band game, or haven't appeared anywhere, or were part of some downloadable content. So, for instance, they've got All the Small Things by Blink-182, Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet, Bad Reputation by Joan Jett, Blitzkrieg Bach by the Ramones, Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy, Detroit Rock City by Kiss, Dirty Little Secret, which was definitely part of downloadable content.
Yep.
Same thing with, I think, the Fall Out Boy song, if I remember correctly.
Dead on Arrival?
Dead on Arrival is not...
Or Arms Race?
Yeah. Dance Dance, actually, is the Fall Out Boy song, so that might not... There's other downloadable content by Fall Out Boy, but I can't remember if Dance Dance was in there or not. Dirty Little Secret, which was definitely DLC for Rock Band. So as I said, its list is not as long. One thing that they do have that I was really interested in was Magic Man by Heart and Paralyzer by Finger 11.
Which I'll finger your 11. Oh.
Sorry. You're not fingering anything of mine. Thank you very much. And they also have White Room by Cream. What's great about all of this stuff is I think that as a group, even though they probably haven't been able to meet together in a room, pretty much all of the makers of these rhythm games have decided that maybe, just maybe, it would kind of, sort of be smart to make all their stuff work across the board. So as it sits right now, the Rock Band existing peripherals will work in the Guitar Hero World Tour game.
Right.
So your existing drum kit, existing guitars will all work with the software. Conversely, Konami has said that any existing peripherals will work with their game. Because they have, by far, if you take a look at the imagery, the most complex... and really nonsensical, at least to me, set of peripherals for their game. So if you just want to get all three of these games, you absolutely can. If you already have a Rock Band kit, you do not have to buy a new one. You can use your existing kit and play all three of these games. I want a new guitar. I pretty much have beat the shit out of my Les Paul, and it needs help. Because even with new sets of batteries, I've kind of killed the strum bar. So it's time for a new one. And, you know, as much as I like the lightness of my Fender, I there's something about it. I'm just not as good with it as I am with my Les Paul. And it just comes down to me, I think, because of the way that the keys are so recessed into the neck, it's very easy for me to... not put my hand back where I need to continue to key properly. So I'm looking forward to the new guitar because I got to play with it at PAX, and it's much more comfortable for me for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I absolutely love it. But if you wanted to use your existing peripherals, you could literally go out at the end of October and just buy these three games and use it with your existing peripherals and not have to buy any new bundled sets. Rock Band and the Guitar Hero people have said that they will be releasing three different SKUs of the games. One that's just the software title, one that's a software title and like a guitar, and then the one that is the software title and then the whole band kit.
Nice.
Eventually, the drums and the guitars will be sold separately. The Rock Band drum kit for Rock Band 2 is much improved over the first drum kit. I'm really hoping that I can find somebody to either buy my old drum kit, or I'm going to have games every month where we could have drum-offs to justify having two drum kits. Because I want the new one. It is quieter. You do not miss so much with the red notes as before. But as far as content goes, the winner is Rock Band. Only because even though you can do remixing in Guitar Hero, you can bring across all of the tracks that were on the original Rock Band game for $5. And all of your existing DLC will work with it, which literally could make your Rock Band 2 experience a 500-song experience within the first week of fucking having it.
Nice.
How do you not win with that? So, Harmonix, I fucking bow before you because you guys fucking rock. And Activision, I give you points for getting with the program and presenting a solid, solid experience. And deciding not to fuck over the consumer anymore by having to choose between mommy and daddy.
Which one's mommy?
I don't know. I would definitely say that Harmonix probably in this kind of deal, because Amplitude and Frequency was really their baby, would be the mommy. Just because it was their idea.
If it was their idea, it would make it the semen, though. So wouldn't that make them the daddy?
But they delivered it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, it was like, here's our idea, and this is how we do it. And then Activision was like, yeah, I'll spread it around.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like, in that situation.
Yeah,
I totally think that Harmonix. Now, Harmonix is a hot mommy. Okay,
right.
Harmonix is definitely like a cougar. Okay, but yeah, so that's my, you know, few cents about it. I have some more things to talk about Spore later, but I want to rock
and you can't.
Fuck you.
But that's all right, because I will.
Whatever, bitch, take the mic and talk to the people.
Okay, well, I am also talking about a game this week, about a game that's kind of consumed my experience on the Xbox, and I know I was talking about Castle Crashers before. And
all I want to know is it keeping you off of WoW? That's all I want to know.
School's doing that, actually, more than this is, but whatever, get over it. Anyway,
you get over it. I've been trying to get you over it for, you know, last year.
Oh my god, like, get over it. Oh my god, shiz.
Seriously, we gotta get this under control, or I'm calling my friends at Blizzard and having them block your account.
Oh my god. I don't even, you know what?
Oh my god, shiz. Let's get some shiz.
So, I am going to be talking about Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise. Yes, there's Trouble in Paradise. And it is up to us, or those who play it, us, to stop the trouble so it can just be paradise. And I have never played a Viva Pinata game before. I originally heard it back in the day via Ninja Sister when she was telling me about all of her pinatas and their overly erotic dances and all the partying. And whatever.
Dude, they're not overly erotic, but it's just kind of like mating.
Some of them are a tad bit disturbing.
they're all disturbing when you think about what the dance is supposed to symbolize.
Well, yeah. But, so anyway, it pretty much is, you know, the gameplay is pretty much like the original Viva Pinata. There are new, you know, mechanics to the game. You know, with it being an Xbox Live title, there is co-op, which is awesome. You know, but it really kind of sucks when you're like a level 25 gardener and you go into someone's garden who's like a level 93 and you're like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're like nearly 100, you know, 99. I'm like, do you just want me to watch you? I'm like, are you a voyeur? Do you want me to watch you plant your seeds and not have to worry about like nasty things coming and eating your piñatas? You know, and I mean, I've only had the game for maybe about a week. And I haven't had it, been able to play it nearly as much because it's a life simulation game. So, with that said, it takes time. It takes your life, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, do I want to invest my life in WoW today or do I want to invest it in piñatas? And sadly, no offense to WoW, I like cute, cuddly things.
I like and cute cuddles and I like not lie. Sorry.
And I like parties. And pinatas are supposed to be like at every party. So it's like I wanna go where the party is. So
and
that's
the party
why.
Is where the pinatas is at.
Yeah. I mean you're on an island for Christ's sake. Who doesn't want to go to a party on an island? But anyway, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, everybody in game, it's supposed to be an e-game, everybody's supposed to play it, but obviously, you know, for the adults who play this game, we get a lot more out of it than a child probably would mm-hmm. via the maintenance dances, because obviously, you have a turf of land, it's pretty crappy, you grow some grass, you plant some shit, and then animals are all like, ooh, I want, you know, and they become residents in your garden, yada, yada, yada.
Blah, but then blah, when you... Blah.
But you do certain things, they get little heart symbols, and you have to go and do like this little mini game where you have to race them and they have to collect hearts in order to get in the mood. And then you get to watch, if you haven't already watched the dance once, you actually get to watch the mating dance. You know, the mouse one is kind of disturbing because one pretty much, you know, cranks the other one's tail. I just saw the foxes do a tango, which was actually kind of cool. That wasn't nearly as sketchy. Mm-hmm. The taflies, you know, they look like flies. They look like anteaters plus flies, actually. And when they mate, one flings another one against the wall and then sucks it up into itself and then spits it back out.
Yeah, that when you're just kind of like, what the fuck is
yeah,
that?
I'm like, okay. I'm like, that was gross. That was very gross.
Yep.
The squirrels are kind of funny. And the bunnies actually do kind of like an Irish step dancing type of jig, which is actually kind of cool. I mean, some of them are easygoing enough, and then others aren't.
Such as? Do tell, do tell, do tell.
Well, like I said, the taffly one isn't very pretty. The worms aren't so bad, but still, you know they're worms, so you're kind of like, oh... And what else? The toads. I haven't gotten my toads to procreate yet. But pretty much essentially for adults, this game is about love, sex, and trafficking. And incest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because not only, you know, you don't just mate what, like two of them together. Like say you name one A and one B. You can mate A and B so many times and they might have C, D, and E. But then you can have A into E and B into D and then D into F and G.
You
and G's all
worms,
like, what the fuck?
F and worms and F and their worm children to make new worm children. Okay, the circle of life truly is a circle.
Yeah. Especially in this game. So, you know, it can get kind of gross when you're like, but what the fuck? I mean, it'd be kind of funny if, you know, because you can go to, like, the desert or you can go to, like, the Arctic where, you know, they have, like, the cold piñatas versus the desert piñatas, you know. And I know for a fact that there's a lot of penguin species that are monogamous. And it makes me wonder if you get two penguin piñatas, if they will be monogamous. Because they should stay true to them in species.
No, they'll mate with other piñatas.
Though at first, it was really funny because the first time I was playing it in a multiplayer, I was playing with two of the guys in the community over at All Games. Hey, Alpha Box. Hey, Porlino. Props. And, you know, you can change, you know, by having them eat certain things or have them do certain things, they might change their color or become a totally different pinata, which is kind of funny. And one of those two guys, I believe it was Paulino, turned one of the worms purple. And he's like, I can't get a purple one to mate with an orange one. I'm like, are you telling me that this game is racist? A purple worm cannot get any love from an orange worm?
Because here's the thing, okay? When they eat fruits and they turn colors, they become new species. So it's not that it's racist, it's speciesist.
Oh, no, it's not even that, because then afterwards, like, he was like, I give up, and I walked over because they both had hearts over their heads, and then when I did it, they did it.
Oh.
So I can make the mate. I got that magic touch. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I played Viva Pinata, and I've been wrong about game facts before. I've only played the original Viva Pinata. I haven't played Trouble in Paradise, so.
Well, I mean, like, if you take a tafly and you fly it through a torch, and you quickly like douse it in water from your watering can, it turns a red hot.
Yeah,
it turns something different.
Yeah, it becomes a firefly, but they had to call it red hot.
Yeah, and if you're not careful in your garden, you can get weeds. And you think weeds, you know, they're pretty bad, you know.
Like, weeds. Or like.
You get weeds, and weeds, not only do they grow fast, but then they spur other seeds really fast, and if you don't sell them fast enough or you don't whack them with your hammer enough, they'll just keep going.
Okay, and I have a question. How fun is it to whack stuff with your hammer, with your,
shovel?
Shovel.
I love whacking things with my
shovel. Every once in a while, I smack my piñatas with it.
I don't mean to. I always do it by accident. Like, when I'm going after, like, the sour ones that are trying to eat my piñatas, I'm like, what, bitch? Bam! Get out of my forest! Bam! Don't, you know, whatever. But, anyway, where was I going? You lost me now.
Oh, you were talking about your seeds and not being able to whack them fast enough. Weeds.
Yeah, weeds. You know, weeds suck because, I had a weed problem in my first garden. I named it Pandasia. Yes, I know. It's very corny. Everybody can laugh. It was like 3 a.m. and I couldn't think of a cooler name.
Pandasia.
Yes. Pandasia Garden.
Okay.
My second one's called Le Garden, so it's not any better. But anyway, and even in that garden, the first thing that happened is I started getting weeds. And usually, you know, if you get sour pinatas in your garden and they eat other pinatas or they just walk around long enough, they'll drop bad candies, which essentially might have bad seeds in them, mm-hmm. to grow weeds. So if you're not paying attention, all of a sudden they'll grow. Well, in both of my gardens, I mean, I got like 30, maybe 20 weeds, and they just kept growing. And I was like, WTF? What the fuck? You know,
not FW, so that's but WTF.
WTF. What the fuck? Obviously I got it under control because that's the great thing about co-op is you can have 3 of your friends show up into your garden and be like, all right, let's attack these weeds. Thank you, Alpha Box, by the way, because he's the one who helped me with my weeds.
I often need help with my weeds.
It's like my garden has weeds in it. What should I do? Whack them with hammers.
Shovels.
Shovels. They should be hammers, too. I'll bludgeon it to death.
Yeah. So you and Alpha Box were shoveling weed?
We were spanking weeds.
You were spanking the weed?
We were spanking them. Yeah, you pretty much whack them. Like, you spank them.
You whack the weed?
Into the ground. Yeah, you whack weeds. And, you know, later on, once you've expanded your garden and you got all pretty much what you're going to do in it, you know, the villain of the game, Professor Pester, starts showing up and he just randomly starts killing your piñatas. You can pay him, I think, in a sense, to get him to leave some of them alone, but sometimes he'll just be a dick and kill them anyway. And obviously he has his little band of ruffians that he might send down to do some damage. If a weed happens to, you know, like there are fire weeds that spout fire, and some of them will make piñatas sick if they eat them. And if you don't call the doctor in time to heal them, either they'll die or this creepy old guy will float through your garden and he'll kill them and eat their candy. Which is a little disturbing to watch because you can't hit him with your hammer.
Like,
I mean,
he's a ghost.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sucks. What else? I think with my first experience playing this game, when I was playing through the tutorial, you know, and they're like, oh, you need to send off your pinata to a party. And I'm like, but they're going to kill it. I'm like, I don't want to send it to a party. I know what happens at parties.
People drink, pinatas get hurt and maimed and then disemboweled.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they're like, no, 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 no. It's like, you can send them to the party and like they come back and they're worth more money. And I'm like, really? Like, really?
You don't
they come
trust
back.
The
I'm
game.
Like, really?
You're like, nuh-uh. You're going to take my pinata and you're going to fuck it up and I'm not going to have them anymore.
More. I didn't want to send it. And finally, I'm like, I bred a couple of them. Like, I can part with one and we'll see what happens. And obviously, it did come back and I was like, oh, phew.
Now I have three.
Now I have seven. It's like, fuck. The worms procreate like crazy.
Yo, worms get down like bunny rabbits.
Not even. I had to do a lot of coaxing to get my bunny rabbits to do it.
I meant like bunny rabbits in the real world. Because, yeah, Viva Pinata, I found it very, very weird how much work you have to do in order to get your rabbits to get busy.
It's like they need to eat carrots, and then they have to eat a yam, and then they have to, like, run around in a circle, and then they have to develop the Magna Carta, and then they want to fuck.
Yes. Bitches, bunnies, love the Magna Carta.
But, I mean, but it's a lot of fun. Granted, like I said, you know, this is a time-consuming game, so this is not something that you can load up, play through really fast. I mean, unless you play through the Just for Fun mode, which allows you to just immediately work on a garden without, you know, running out of money or anything like that. But by jumping into a game straight in like that, there's a lot of exotic pinatas that you won't get any exposure to. And you don't get any Xbox Live achievements. Not that I've achieved anything in my gardens yet.
I hate to say that I'm becoming an achievement whore. Like, I look at the fact that I haven't cracked 4,000 yet on my gamer score.
Yeah,
and I
keep rubbing
it
in. I'm a couple of stars.
Dude, I'm a couple of points
away
from it.
Did you give me props?
Yes, I gave you props.
Other people need to give me props because I'm still at 3.5 fucking stars and I'm fucking awesome. I should not be at 3.5 stars, people.
Yeah, dude, I don't understand why you're at 3.5. I started at 5. Who said that you sucked?
You know, I don't know who said I sucked.
Because you start at 5. You only go down.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Who the fuck said I sucked?
I don't know. It was somebody that liked the panda.
They can suck my balls.
That's probably why they don't
grow,
like the
let
panda.
Let me grow some first.
First.
And then I'll find who it is.
Agenda. 1. Grow balls. 2.
Two,
make
have
people
them
suck them. 3. Smile.
I didn't realize that. Someone doesn't like me.
Yeah, unless you were like messing around and accidentally dissed yourself.
You can do that?
I think you can.
Then I probably did it. Anyway,
if you're
Viva
trying
Pinata,
to figure out what, like, giving
it's rated E. Everyone can play it. It's a lot of fun. Little kids are way too naive. They're too naive to get the jokes. Adults love it. Grab your friends. Grab an Xbox. Grow
Don't
some
grab
fucking...
them by the nuts, though.
No. Well, you gotta grab some nuts and, like, grow them. But grab some seeds. Grab some mulch. Get a chicken. And just go at it.
A chicken? Wait, what?
Yeah, because you can get chuckles, which are
yes.
chicken.
Yes. By the way.
And foxes eat chicken.
Yes. That's one of the things when I talked about Viva Pinata that was the most disturbing to me of all was that I didn't know that I couldn't just have whatever pinatas in my garden that I wanted. So,
oh, you can't. Just other ones will eat other ones.
Well, I didn't know that. So the first time that I saw my fox eat my chicken, I was pissed.
I know. I love it because when foxes are hunting, like, they get really slow. Like, usually they run around all the time and they're primarily up and awake at night when everybody else goes into their homes, which is really cool. But, you know, like, I want them to mate. So I need them to eat the chickens. So I kept the chickens out and I was like, all right, foxes, which is really funny because I have two foxes, one named Alpha, one named Box. It's really funny. He doesn't know yet, but I'm sure when he listens to the episode, he'll find out.
You named your foxes after Alpha Box?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I have Zappy, he's a squirrel. And eventually, I think I want Pandalicious to be like a bear of some kind, because I'm going to make one. And I don't know what Ninja Sist is going to be. Maybe I'll make it a worm.
What?
Just kidding. I'll make you a gorilla.
Fuck you.
Or a mouse.
Fuck,
or a bunny.
Fuck you.
You want to be a bunny?
No, I don't want to be a bunny. I don't want to be a ninja bunny.
How about a Yeti?
I don't want to be a Yeti.
I have one of those.
No, I don't want to be a Yeti.
What do you want to be? You'll find out if you ever come into my garden. But
dude, if you make me something stupid, I'm going to kick your ass.
It's really funny. I was gonna make Derek H. a monkey.
A monkey is too good for Derek H. You should totally
make... Oh, stop that! He's not that bad.
Dude.
Just because he hit on you at PAX.
Dude, no, it's not because he hit on me at PAX.
Because he dissed first
because
and then hit on you?
Because he dissed us for, like, months over shit we didn't even do.
Yeah, I know. But he apologized for that.
Oh! That makes it all better. It's like, here, I shoved this fork in your eye, but I'm really sorry about it. So that
I'm
makes
whitey
it all
and I'm
better.
Sorry.
Yeah. So that totally makes up for the fact that you can't see now out of your eye.
Oh, live and let love, Ninja. Yeah. Live and love.
You know
let
what?
Go.
You know, the thing is, if you weren't such a chat whore and on his show all the time, you would have dissed him right back. So,
oh
you
my
know,
God,
I don't
stop
know
it.
Yeah, I know where
and
your
I'm not a
lies.
Whore. I don't go on a show all the time. The only reason why I read the news is because Alpha Box gave me 50,000 gold chocolate gold coins in Viva Pinata.
So you got paid. You received payment and in turn had to deliver favors. Well, sweetheart, I don't want to be the one to tell you what the definition of a whore is. I'll let the dictionary do that.
Yeah. All right, fine, whatever. Anyway.
So you resigned.
Anyway.
I don't think that it's bad that you're a chat whore. That you're
what?
Podcast
I am not
whore.
A chat whore.
I don't think that it's a bad thing. It definitely is
I'm
helping us
I'm not a chat
out.
Whore.
How many days of the week are you in chat? Okay. And how many of these people do you game with on the Xbox Live? From the chat?
Several.
You've named your foxes after who? See, this is where the evidence
He's also
builder...
giving me pint glasses to drink
See,
beer
you know,
in.
Here's the thing. I don't have to be monk to solve this mystery.
Jinkies! Sorry. Anyway, let me finish up.
Right.
It's a fun game. I thought it was going to be really silly. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I actually seriously do. If you don't have a life and you don't play WoW and you have an Xbox 360 and Xbox Live and you got some friends who might also not have much of lives, make a garden, have at it. It's a hoot. I recommend it on a bad day. It will make you feel better. Unless you have weeds.
Dude,
weeds?
Let me shut up. Let me just shut my mouth.
But that's it!
Okay.
The end!
Yay! Cool. No, Viva Pinata is a great game, and like Panda says, if you're just looking for something that's fun, that will eat up some time, but is not an RPG...
Doesn't require you to shoot black zombies. Check out.
It's definitely a good one to pick up. Alright, so the last thing that I want to talk about before we let you guys go. I don't know how many of you are interested in Spore, but it shipped this week. Shipped on the 7th.
I thought you said it shipped. I was like, what?
Yeah, Spore shipped this week. I actually watched the video game actually make shit just appear out of laptops and desktop computers across the country. It was kind of unnerving. No, it shipped this week on the 7th. For PC and Mac and platform, and kind of a little bit of a problem there with the Spore. So, have you heard any of the crap going down about the DRM?
I ain't heard shit!
Every time you say that, I immediately flash to Spaceballs when they're combing the desert,
it's
the two
like,
black guys.
I ain't found shit!
Yeah, it goes, no sir, we haven't found anything. And you guys... we haven't found anything. And then they go over to the team that's just two black guys with a pick. Like, what about you guys? Man, we ain't found shit. God, I love that. I love Mel fucking Brooks.
No, I was watching The Producers last night, so...
The original or the remake?
Well, I have both, but I was watching the remake last night.
Ugh, I can't stand the remake. Watch the original.
I like Nathan Lane.
Zero Mostel. Look, Nathan Lane is great, but Zero Mostel.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'll admit it.
Okay, G. Well, I want my blue blanket. Give me my blue blanket. All right. Anyway.
I'm hysterical. I'm wet. And I'm still hysterical. Wow, that's bad coming from me. Let's finish.
That one sounds even worse.
Okay. I know, but let's just go with it.
So, EA, in their infinite wisdom, slapped some very, very restrictive DRM on Spore. So, are you familiar with DRM technology? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. So, it's basically stuff that's put onto digital media and to digital files in order to make sure, or at least try to help make sure, that they cannot be pirated in any way. I am a big believer in that if you create content that you do not want to distribute freely and you've put a lot of effort into it, you absolutely have the right to take steps to make sure that it cannot be copied without your express permission. I firmly believe that. So every company has the right to put DRM onto their property. They made it. They made
a whole lot of people. They're allowed to use protection.
Okay. EA works the shit out of their people, so they absolutely should be able to make some money to maybe hopefully pay some of those people back what their time was really worth. However, this is not the normal DRM that ships on PC games. Most of the DRM that ships on PC games basically makes you have to have a copy of the physical disc in the machine while you're playing it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. To make sure that you've paid for the game. And I firmly believe that this is a very good use of DRM. Making sure that people have a physical disc that they paid for in order to play the game. But they can do that on any user that they have on that machine. And they can install it, according to the EULA, on any of the machines that they own. EULA being the end user license agreement.
Uh-huh.
Well, this go-around for Spore, EA kind of changed that.
Okay.
So, if you buy a copy of Spore from the store, you will only be able to install it on one user, on one computer, period.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
So hypothetically, Panda walks into GameStop, Panda buys Spore. Now, Panda's got Mama Mac, which is the Mac that Mom is supposed to use, but really doesn't. I don't touch it nearly as much as you'd think. But, so I've got Mama Mac, and I've got my Lappy Toppy, black MacBook. Mm-hmm. I'd only be able to put it on one of these computers.
Yes.
Fuck.
And only for one user on that machine. So let's say on Mama Mac, we actually made a Panda user and a Mama user. On Mama Mac, you'd only be able to install it either on the Panda side of the plant or the Mama side.
Period. Holy fuck.
If you want to have... Dude, if you want to have more than one version, one user playing it on the same machine, you got to go back to the store and buy a whole nother copy.
Shut up.
Yep. And see, that's where I start getting into having some problems. Because if you were going to do something like that, then you should make a multi-user pack. You should make a family pack. So that if I have to buy an extra license, first of all, I shouldn't have to pay full price for another license when I already have the software in my hand to install. So if you want to make like a family pack and say, okay, for a 5-user license agreement, you've got to pay $50.
Fuck no.
then I'd be like, okay. But if I have to go back and buy a whole new fucking copy so that my kid can play it, so I gotta drop another 50 fucking bucks, I am not gonna be. I will not be, and neither do I, but I will not be a happy camper. So I'm not buying Spore, either for my PC or for my Mac. And that really saddens me, because I was crazy excited about it. I got to play it at PAX, and I was really looking forward to it. But I've got 7 machines total in my office. There are some that travel with me, and there's some that stay at home. And if I have to drop money to put a copy on each one of those machines, EA can literally suck my nuts.
Sucking the balls.
So there's all kinds of people that, you know, are on the web right now that are just up in arms. There's some people that have been able to strip the DRM from the files and have made them available by BitTorrents. And there's a whole movement of people just like, I'm only going to play the torrented version. The problem with that is that none of the extra content that you can get as downloadable content works on the stripped-out version. So if all you want to do is work with what shipped with the game, yeah, you can get away with that. But I don't like getting games from torrents. If you're smart enough to be able to rip that stuff off of a game, you're probably smart enough to embed some shit in there that I really don't want on my machine. So I just don't torrent. That's just me personally. But I don't necessarily think that ripping that out really addresses the issue. The issue is doing what's right by the customer. There are way too many people that, because computers are getting so powerful and have so much internal storage, are really trying to slim down to 1 or 2 machines for the whole family, especially people that have lots of children, and by lots I mean more than one, and so they want things like parental controls.
The Ninja Lots is one.
Pretty much. But I mean, you know, I see a lot of people that, you know, get machines and, you know, make a user account for each one of their children and then put parental controls on so they can monitor and give some of their older children some more freedoms than their younger children. And now you can't even share a game across users like you could. So you have to buy, if you have 3 kids and they're all of age to play Spore and one of them plays them on one user and decides, oh my god, I like that game that Billy has, I want to play it too, Mom. Now Mom's got to truck back down to the store to buy a whole new copy.
Fuck Billy. I would tell him, like, you can't
EA.
Be fucking...
This it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're basically now alienating a base that has been really loyal, because people that like EA games don't just like EA games. They fucking love EA games. They eat, breathe, and shit EA games. I was so looking forward to this game, and now I'm sitting here going, you know what, I might not even get it for my Xbox.
Wow.
And I've been talking about Spore.
I know, I haven't been able to get you to shut the fuck up about Spore.
Forever. And now I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay.
Is it Spore or Little Big Planet?
Well, and Little Big Planet still is shit. Which, by the way, there's a bunch of different pre-orders that you can do right now, and depending upon where you pre-order it, you get different things as extra content. If you pre-order it from Amazon, you get an additional book kit that has some behind-the-scenes stuff and then how the world works and some guides on how to maybe go about creating levels. If you pre-order it from GameStop, you get a Kratos Sackboy outfit. But if you pre-order it from Best Buy, you get a Naruto Sackboy costume.
Wait, Naruto or Naruko?
Naruko. You know, for those of us that played Heavenly Sword.
Oh, okay.
The lead character.
Yeah, sorry, didn't play it. Don't have a PS.
The Goddess of War. Yeah, her. So I pre-ordered mine from Best Buy because I was like, hell yeah, I want to be Naruto. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. No, there's a lot of talk on the web about, you know, who this really hurts. I mean, if the whole thing about putting DRM onto your stuff is to keep piracy down, it has the adverse effect. It basically creates a group of people that want to break the DRM so that there's a market that then wants these pirated versions, and it allows things like viruses to be embedded in these things because people just don't want to pay for them because they're so restrictive. I understand that there's a need to copyright that which you've done and to get reimbursed for the work that you put in on. You absolutely should, but it shouldn't come as the piece that hurts the consumers, the people that genuinely want to purchase your stuff. I don't want a bootleg copy of Spore. I want an honest-to-God, genuine version of it. I want the downloaded content that comes with it, but I don't want to have to pony up money to put it on both my desktop and my laptop. Not full price. It makes no sense.
Makes no motherfucking sense.
Makes no motherfucking sense. EA,
no motherfucking sense in motherfucking EA.
Hook a sister the fuck up. That's all I want to say.
Hook up my sister.
They done gone and fucked it up for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I guess I'm going to have to tell you guys that it's about that time. So, keep hitting
support us up. Support your local pirates.
No. Don't support piracy. Because piracy is illegal. And we don't promote any illegal activities of any kind. On this podcast. Bitch, I said we don't promote any illegals.
Do you do anything?
I will throw you off this podcast.
We don't do anything.
I will fucking microphone. Don't make me do it.
I'm done.
Good.
And I've never been to Boston in the fall. It's a good song.
Stop it. Stop it.
Where's me meeting?
Look, I'm a ninja. I will fucking kill you.
No, you won't.
Oh, dude.
Why is all the rum gone? I don't know. I'm working on the gin.
Why is the rum always gone? All right.
I don't know. I'm working on the gin.
Dude, I've killed the tequila many times.
Arr.
All right. Anyway, keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. Check out the articles that we've been writing on the site. If you're not listening to us through iTunes, you can check us out on any RSS read, and we're also on the All Games Network.
You can catch our show airing on the All Games Network Monday nights, 9 p.m.-ish Eastern, 6:30 p.m.-ish Pacific. Sometimes it might be 9, sometimes it might be 6.
No, 9:30.
9:30. 6:30 really just depends on what's going on during the day, but you can always catch it, as Panda said, on our website using the iTunes podcast directory and searching for Electric Sisterhood, or grabbing our feed right off of the webpage and listing it in your favorite RSS reader. You can also catch some other amazing shows on the airing on the All Games Radio Network, like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
They're
All
awesome.
Games Interactive, Dead Pixel They're Live.
They're
Ultimate Quest.
They're awesome.
Chatterbox.
Haven't been on there yet, but I'm sure they're awesome.
Everybody that airs on the All Games Radio
Everybody
Network.
On All Games is awesome.
Yes, including the Platform Nation
awesome
crew.
Network.
Who I absolutely
oh my god, that's
heart.
The Michael Bay commercial. Did you see that commercial?
We're getting off topic. We'll have to talk about
Sorry.
It on another podcast.
Sorry.
We will have coverage from E for All from you guys. I'm going to start actually putting up posts asking what you want to know, what you want to see from the convention. Let me know. I will do my best to make it happen. And hopefully Chris Palladino will not be a punk this go round, and we'll actually get that interview with him. So as always, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Out!
Catch the show in its entirety, airing on the All Games Radio Network. You can also listen to some of the other amazing shows on the network, like Super Happy Fun Time Toe, Ultimate Quest, the Bobby
Flacco. Did you say Toe?
No.
Did you say Super Happy Fun Time Toe?
No. Although Super Happy Fun Time Toe is probably a good game, but no.
That's a totally different game.
Yes, but I said Super Happy Fun Time Show. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Like Super Happy Fun Time Toe. 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 Like Super Happy Fun Time Toe.